Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following, of course, downloading the podcast and watching on our 94 WIP YouTube page. And as you can see today, if you're watching, usually I'm in the Elvis room here at WIP, but today I'm in the Muhammad Ali room, which maybe is apropos for this particular episode, as we're going to go through the teams that I actually think can win the Super Bowl this year, can be the champ like that guy was behind me. So I have a list of 12 teams in front of me that I think can actually win Super Bowl 58. Of course, the Eagles are one of those teams. I believe there are 12 teams. You know, look, right now there's probably 25, 26 teams that hope they can, that think they can make the playoffs, win a division, real hope, right? You take away the Arizonas of the world, yeah, you can really kind of hunker down on most teams enter the season, most fan base enter the season with some sort of flicker of hope to at least win a division, right? To at least get to the playoffs. But there, not that many can actually win the Super Bowl. I believe there's 12. I think Tucker actually has a few less, so we'll get his thoughts and we'll see where we differ here. But here are the teams that I actually believe can win the Super Bowl. I put the Eagles in this group last year. I think I had 13 last year, if I remember correctly. I have 12 this year. But I had the Eagles in that group last year. They got there and they were this close to winning it. The Eagles are clearly back in the group this year. So here are my 12 teams I think can actually win Super Bowl 58. Let's start with the Eagles, because that's the one that everyone you care about. I mean, that's the team we care about in Philadelphia. The Eagles absolutely can win the Super Bowl. They're the favorite to win the NFC. They are loaded at where you need to be loaded, at quarterback, at offensive line, at defensive line, at corner, at wide receiver. Where the game is now, affect the passing game on both sides. That's where they're loaded. Obviously, we know they have a really good running game. I don't care who runs the ball. They're going to have a good running game here in Philadelphia, led by Jalen Hurts in the RPO. There's questions with two new coordinators. I think that's a big deal. There are questions up the middle on defense. Are they good enough defensive tackle? You know, right now, I'm not saying they don't have upside, but are they good enough right now at linebacker, at safety? More questions I see than last year. Tougher schedule. It will not be as easy. But if they get in the playoffs and they're healthy and they get maybe at least one home game, they will have a real chance to get back to the Super Bowl and win. It's similar, I'll say, to last year's Bengals. I think it could end up being like last year's Bengals, where they don't have a bye. They don't maybe have the easiest season altogether, but you know, they could be right there again to get back to the Super Bowl. Eagles, clearly on the list. The Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, look, let's keep this one simple. Patrick Mahomes is upright and Andy Reid is there. They have a chance to win the Super Bowl. Now, there's some questions coming into this season. Travis Kelce's banged up. We'll see how severe that is. Chris Jones has not shown up yet. If you're making a list, the hierarchy of players on that Chiefs team below Patrick Mahomes, well, those are the next two. So real questions with the Chiefs. I do think the division with the 2 and 3 teams will be a little bit more presentable. You know, I think the Chargers are a little bit better. And, the Broncos can't be worse. They probably would be better under Sean Payton. So things won't be as easy for the Chiefs, but they're the Chiefs, and they'll be there in the end. 49ers. I believe in Kyle Shanahan. I know a lot of people have stopped believing as much in Kyle Shanahan. I think Brock Purdy was outstanding last year when he actually played. Now, the injury to him, that's the big question mark. Is he fine? Is he throwing the football like he did last year? If he is, they're going to win a lot of football games. They have had injury bugs in years past. It has held them back. Seems like they're starting already. I don't love their offensive line, but certainly Trent Williams, the left tackle, kind of raises the whole thing up there. Ton of weapons, excellent defense. They're in position to compete once again for a championship. Number four, the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow, it reminds me of watching Peyton Manning back in the day, to where you didn't know what year Peyton Manning and the Colts were going to win the Super Bowl, but you just knew at some point he was going to win one. It can happen any year with Burrow, probably on the precipice of signing a record contract. There's not been much talk about that calf. He's kind of been out of sight, out of mind for a few weeks. Did come back to practice last week. If Joe Burrow's upright, they're going to win 11 games or 12 games, make the playoffs, and be a team nobody wants to see. Great passing game. The defensive coordinator might be the most underrated coordinator in all of football, and he gives Mahomes fits every time he plays him. I like the Bengals and think they have a real chance to win the Super Bowl. All right, now we get to the portion of the list, because those are the four, like, no-doubters. And then we get to the portion of the list where, you know, you start to be more concerned with teams, but certainly they're good enough to win the Super Bowl. I think the Buffalo Bills are in a weird spot. I think they're on the decline. The division is getting better. Their schedule is not easy. They strike me as a team in the AFC, and it's a loaded AFC, that could miss the playoffs. They could go 10-7 and miss on a tiebreaker and miss the playoffs. They also could get in and win the whole thing. That's what the Bills are at this point. I don't think they're in the Chiefs and Bengals tier right now. I think there's been a little separation there. I don't love how Josh Allen has regressed the last couple of years while Mahomes and Burrow have progressed. So I have questions, and we'll see how Sean McDermott handles being the head coach, CEO, and now calling the defensive plays. But there's a high floor. There's a lot of pass rushers when Von Miller comes back. They're an older defense, which worries me, but it's a veteran defense that you kind of know what you're getting. Offensive line should be better with an acquisition in free agency and drafting of Osiris Torrance out of Florida. And Josh Allen's got a super, super high ceiling. So the Bills are clearly on the list. Next up's the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas is really good. I think as a city in Philadelphia, we're sleeping on how good Dallas is. The Eagles and Cowboys could go right to the end for this division. It really went to the end last year. I think the NFC East winner has a great chance to get to the Super Bowl of the NFC. Dallas has, you know, they've added a second wide receiver. Gallup now a second year off that injury as a third wide receiver. Parsons, I believe, is the best defensive player in the game right now. Good coordinator, good lines. They're a problem, and they can win the Super Bowl. Once we laugh at Mike McCarthy and Dak, they look like a team and have the ability to go win a Super Bowl. All right, next on the list, as I've gone through, Chiefs, Eagles, Niners, Bengals, Bills, Cowboys. So six down, six to go on my list. I have the New York Jets as a team that can win the Super Bowl. Now, they're the Jets, so something's probably going to go wrong. And I think back to the 2008 season when the Jets traded for Brett Favre. And they, I believe, started 8-3. And then he tore his tricep or bicep, and the season just fell apart. He kept playing through it. He couldn't throw the football anymore. It was terrible. Then he kind of exited the New York after 1 year and ended up in Minnesota and nearly won the MVP and took that team deep in the playoffs. But that Jets thing was rolling with Favre, and then all of a sudden the wheels fell off. Now, that could happen. Aaron Rodgers old. He broke his thumb last year. He looked like he went way down last year. But he looks right now rejuvenated. It's an outstanding defense. And the offensive line is the biggest issue. If they could patch it together, if they could make a trade, if they could get a little bit higher performance out of that offensive line than maybe projected, they can win the Super Bowl. They have the pieces. And we've seen this. Matthew Stafford goes to the Rams. Tom Brady goes to the Bucs. We've seen this. The defense is in place. They have a weapon with Garrett Wilson. The trade deadline rolls around. Look, if Mike Evans is available, they're going to trade for him. If Davante Adams is available, they're going to trade for him. They're all in. Rodgers took some less money. I think they are high variance. That whole division, you know, someone's going to miss the playoffs there that could win the Super Bowl. But I put the Jets, the team that can win Super Bowl 58.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Next up, a team that I've been high on all offseason. Can't wait to watch them tomorrow night. The Detroit Lions. The Lions are coming. And I think the NFL realizes it, putting them in this game. Not sure everybody realizes it. I think they are a super good bet to win their division. I think they are a team that has a real chance to get the number one seed in the NFC. They remind me a lot of the Eagles a year ago, which they were coming off a 9-8 season, came on in the second half of the year. Some people were worried, like, really? Are they going to be that good? But you saw a path for them being the number one seed. The division is not going to be daunting. Once they get past the Chiefs game, the schedule is not super daunting, and they have continuity on the coaching staff. The vibes, as we like to use that word with the Phillies, are great with the Lions. They could be the one seed. If you're the one seed, you could certainly get to the Super Bowl and win it. This Detroit team is going to be a problem in the NFC. Next up, the Chargers. Look, I've had my issues with the Chargers. I bet on them last year. You know, FanDuel does a fun bet before the season where you could bet $50 on any team to win the Super Bowl, and then you get $5 of bonus bets for every game that that team wins during the season. So if you pick a 10-win team, you make your money back, and then you kind of have a house money bet when the playoffs starts. I had the Chargers before last season. I thought they'd upend the Chiefs, win that division. Felt like a dummy halfway through the year. But they had a lot of issues. You know, I don't think the offense coordinator, Joe Lombardi, was really any good at all. Injuries to Slater. I don't know if Herbert was quite healthy from like week two or three to the rest of the season, and he still had a pretty good year. And they were up 27-0 in a playoff game. I mean, I thought at that point they looked super dangerous to go to Kansas City next week and make a big run. It didn't happen. I like the coordinator switch to Kellen Moore. We'll see if they're going to be good enough on defense, but the offense should be humming. With the offensive line healthier, they added another weapon in the pass game. The Chargers have a chance to be really, really good. They can win the Super Bowl. Next, I have the Miami Dolphins, and this might be a departure from what I used to feel about Tua, but now I see him in a different light, and it's all about his health. It's all about concussions. Can he stay in the field? But I see him, and I see kind of some similarity between what the Dolphins are building to what the Niners built with Jimmy Garoppolo. It's almost like a flashier version of that 49ers team three, four, 5 years ago when they sort of build that up. And Tua is the Jimmy G, and he doesn't have to be special, just distribute to his guys there. We'll see if they could run the ball better because they weren't as balanced. More flashy Niners. It's more of a passing game. But the defense could be really good. The defense could be outstanding with Vic Fangio now there as a defensive coordinator. Miami's, you know, poised to be good. They face a lot of good quarterbacks. So Fangio's got his work cut out for him. But I think they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. Two more. And these might surprise you, but I think they're both on the rise. The Seattle Seahawks. Playoffs last year, if the Niners stumble at all, they're poised to win that division. I love their draft. They're young. I think as a trio of wide receivers, it might be the best in the sport with Metcalf and Lockett and now Jackson Smith and Jigba. I don't love their pass rush. That's why I have them more down the list. But they're going to be a challenge in the NFC. And my last team, and this is kind of my AFC version of my love for the Lions, I think Pittsburgh's going to be outstanding this season. They came on in the second half of last year. Kenny Pickett looks like he's about to take a leap. George Pickens as a number one receiver. Better offensive line with a first-round pick and Isaac Seumalo added in there. And the defense is always great. And they missed Watt for like half the season last year and still almost made the playoffs. If the Bengals slip at all, I think this team can win the division and maybe steal a number one or number two seed in the AFC. So Pittsburgh is my number 12 team. Chiefs, Eagles, Niners, Bills, Bengals, Cowboys, Jets, Lions, Chargers, Dolphins, Seahawks. Steelers. Those are the 12 teams. Your Super Bowl champion this year is coming out of that group. Tucker, do we have any differences? I know you have a few less than I do. I'm wondering, do you have anyone I didn't put in, or do you just have three of mine that you don't have in yours?
No, so I all eight of mine are on your list, and I did tell you last night it was 9. I had the Bengals listed twice, so either that just shows how confident I am in the Bengals, or maybe says something about my reading comprehension. But the teams that I disagree with are Pittsburgh, Seattle, Detroit, and the Jets. And I just think it's weird. Everyone's so high on the Jets. Like, I know their defense was good last year. I know they got terrible quarterback play. But you know who also got terrible quarterback play last year? The Green Bay Packers. Like, Aaron Rodgers was not good a year ago. And I know he dealt with injuries, but he's dealt with injuries a lot, really, in like the second half of his career. I know he went back-to-back MVPs, but really from like 2015 on, He struggled to stay on the field for all 17 games every year. And you kind of look at where this thing is trending. He's 40 years old. Like it's not like he's going to all of a sudden wake up tomorrow and be better. And you use the Brett Favre comparison. Brett Favre was 13-3 his last year in Green Bay. Like he kind of went out on top and played really well. And then obviously left and came back and went through that drama that offseason. But I just look at the Jets and I look at Aaron Rodgers and I know he's a 4-time MVP. I know people are excited, but I just don't see it. I really don't. I think that's a team that come mid-October, if they're 3-5, a lot of people go, oh my God, who saw this coming? Aaron Rodgers, the great downfall of him and the Jets. I fail to see them being a real contender, especially in that division where you have Miami and Buffalo, who are both on my list of teams that can win the Super Bowl. And I think they're better. Like, I think the Jets right now are the third best team in their division. And I think it's pretty clear cut that they are. And, you know, you look at the other couple teams, Seattle, their defense is fine. It's not great. And I feel weird putting a lot of eggs in the Geno Smith basket after kind of what we saw. It feels weird for a guy near, 10, 11, to say I need to see him do it again. But I need to see him do it again. I need to see him be a competent quarterback for a second year and have it, you know, maybe he's more like Kirk Cousins than he is Case Keenum. But I struggle to really, really feel confident in what Geno Smith does. And then as far as Seattle and Pittsburgh go, I don't know, Detroit feels like a team that they do have a lot of talent offensively. I think they're going to be fun if you're, you know, a big fantasy football player, like have a couple of Lions on your team, because I think they're going to put up points. But I don't know, in my lifetime, the Lions have never been a team you can bet on and a team you should bet on. And that feels like a team where, much like Cleveland or some of the other teams that tend to stink every year, you get your hopes up and then something weird happens and they're going to win five games. I don't feel confident in how far they can go. And I think Pittsburgh, probably just a year away. I think they're good. I think they could win that division. That's a pretty mediocre division outside of Cincinnati. I guess Cincinnati's probably ahead above them, and they'll probably compete with Baltimore for the second spot in that division. But just feel like I need to see one more year of Kenny Pickett and George Pickens and that team to really kind of gel together before I feel confident that they're, you know, going to be Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, and you could tell, as Tucker, the ones Tucker didn't have and I did, as you go through the end of the list, you start seeing bigger flaws. And Robert Saleh is my biggest question with the Jets, more than Rodgers. Can Saleh coach? I mean, it could be a Hackett thing. I mean, Saleh's record a couple years with the Jets is pitiful. The Seattle pass rush is a big question, right? The deeper you get in the list, the bigger question. The Lions defense last year wasn't good in the first half, was terrible in the first half, was okay in the second half. Can they be confident enough? And so the only one of those that I feel – you know, I can get past the question mark is the Steelers with the, are they ready? Because in the NFL, sometimes teams are ready quicker than you think. Like the Eagles last year, we could have probably said like, yeah, probably a year away. And then they were there. It happens fast. And that's what young quarterbacks in particular, could be Kenny Pickett this year in Pittsburgh. Eagles, though, the questions are less. And they're near the top of the teams I think could actually win Super Bowl 50. I'd appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We'll talk soon. And, of course, thanks for watching our 94 WIP YouTube page.